On Thursday, Charlotte-Mecklenburg Police Chief Kerr Putney met with reporters, not for a traditional press conference, but to speak one-on-one. WFAE Sarah D'Elia met with Chief Putney to discuss community trust in police and to learn more on what the police are doing to combat Charlotte's rising homicide rate. Last year's total number of homicides was 58. The city has already had 57 this year. D'Elia started by asking Putney what CMPD is doing differently to stop the increasing number of murders in the city.
What we're doing differently is doing more of. I don't know that there's, I wish there were a shortcut. What it is tough conversations. It's owning our checkered past as a profession, but it's also showing our human side, being a bit vulnerable and stepping out there, being truthful about the impact of the environment right now that we find ourselves. My frustration personally is we talk about criminal justice reform and accountability, and what we're really talking about is watch the police closer. We're not saying let's focus on keeping some of these repeat violent offenders out of play so they can't continue to victimize our most vulnerable. We're not talking about that. We're not talking about how electronic monitoring has been the quote-unquote solution to some of the violent crime. Just being able to see where people have been is not going to prevent them from committing crimes. We see that every week when we rearrest some of our electronic monitoring offenders for new crimes. So it's not going to prevent them. What will is if they're in jail awaiting bond or in jail awaiting trial, and they're not out here committing further violence on people who can least afford it.
You mentioned some of the breakdowns within the criminal justice system as far as ankle monitoring and repeat offenders. Where do you see the breakdown as far as policing and the correlation to the homicide rate?
If the police work equated to impacting the outcomes of homicides were 5% up in arrests for the right people for the right reasons who've committed crimes, up 10% versus last year, year-to-date, in guns seized. So we're taking more guns out of the hands of those who would use them. If that were the case, we should be down if it were a police solely issue. It is not. It's a community issue. There are other factors such as holding these violent criminals accountable. It starts there, equally across the justice system. And then you get into the personal responsibility, teaching young people how to make good decisions, teaching people how to resolve conflicts without resorting to violence. All of those things can then happen.
How do you, as the person that's the head of this institution, that's here to protect and serve the community, when you see this number and the homicide rate rising rapidly, I mean, how do you internalize that personally?
I try not to. But it's hard because we see every family that has been victimized. We feel their pain. We see the trauma they're going through. So it's hard to speak about it as a number because we know the true impact is they're devastated. We know the loss of potential, the loss of hope they had in that next generation. So we see it a bit differently. We see it up close and personal. So we have a vested interest in trying to at least bring closure to a family that's been devastated. We're frustrated that at a rate higher than last year, we're seeing even more people who unfortunately are suffering that consequence.
But is it something that, like, when you go home at night, I mean, does it weigh on you, or is that something that you just have to put on a shelf when you leave the office for the day?
When I was a rookie, I said I left it on a shelf and left it at my desk, but that's not true. It weighs on us. Obviously, our detectives who are working around the clock aren't sleeping very much trying to bring resolution to families. So yes, it impacts us. We try to have a balance. It's not as easy to do as you might think. There's a reason that people aren't flocking to do this work like they used to be in the past. Not only is it tough work, sometimes they feel underappreciated. Sometimes they feel unfairly targeted and vilified.
It's interesting to hear you kind of reflect on some of how the officers feel of underappreciated or maybe vilified, because I feel like some people in the community might feel that way with their interactions with the police.
Sure. I can tell you a person's perspective truly is their reality. But and I think it is mutual. Thus, the success we're having with Bridge the Difference. We get to talk as a human on a human level about how you perceive me and how I perceive you. And we get to see that somewhere in the middle, there's some similarities. And, you know, if I'm out of uniform, I'm not on duty. I'm not here in a position where you should feel threatened at all. So we can get down to the genuine feelings that we have in common and what we want to see for our city moving forward. And that's the improvement. It's more so than just a check-the-box training. It is us truly connecting with people on a human level So we're changed moving forward, just like the people who talk to us and engage with us and get to know us better. So I think that is the solution that helps us not feel mutually distrusting.
I so appreciate you wanting to speak to reporters and everything today, and I think it's great that you're doing these one-on-ones. What inspired you to want to sit down one-on-one with reporters, and if there's, what do you want us to make sure that we're giving to our listeners, telling our listeners?
Truthfully, it's just me replicating what I see in the initiative of Bridge the Difference. It's hard for you to be as adversarial one-on-one. Hard for you to hide behind other people. You ask your own questions, but truthfully, it's an exchange. If you didn't care about your community, you wouldn't cover it. If I didn't care, I wouldn't take the time to sit down with you. It's this important to us. I think the other piece of it is you are a teammate. Whether we see each other as that all the time or not, I cannot communicate effectively with our community without your help, and I'm going to respect you enough to give you that time. It's just that simple.